This is the brief on Washington's attempt to erase state chatbot laws. Right now, a massive political tug of war is happening. The federal government is trying to wipe out state regulations on AI chatbots, but individual states are basically ignoring DC and writing them even faster. You really should care about this, because the rules governing the AI you use every single day are completely up for grabs. First, look at Washington's erasure. In the Senate, negotiations around kids' online safety bills, like COSA, might include a controversial trade. Senators Ted Cruz and Marsha Blackburn are reportedly eyeing preemption. It's a legal move effectively erasing all state-level chatbot laws in exchange for a single federal standard. So are federal lawmakers tossing out perfectly good state lifeboats just to build a single, maybe leaky federal ship? Second, states are openly defying this. While DC debates the erasure, states are using permanent marker. Two major state laws hit July 15th. In Hawaii, an AI Disclosure Act becomes law simply because the governor didn't veto it. Meanwhile, Missouri is waiting on a signature to slap a massive $10,000 penalty on any AI claiming to do therapy without a human. Ironically, politicians in Washington are debating if state law should even exist, totally ignoring that these deadlines are already here. Finally, the real human stakes make this political chess game look way too slow. In a breaking San Francisco lawsuit, Michael Lines, a man with bipolar disorder who survived a severe ChatGPT-fueled suicide attempt, is actually suing OpenAI. He's demanding an automatic shutoff switch whenever self-harm is mentioned. While lawmakers argue over who holds the pen, real survivors are dragging tech giants straight into court, creating their own hard rules. The ink is drying on AI regulation, and we are about to see if Washington's erasure actually works.